This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. As U.S. hospitals ramped up COVID-19 vaccinations today, with the first vaccine approved for emergency use, federal regulators issued a favorable review of a second vaccine needed to combat the country's worsening crisis. The Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis of a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health confirmed its safety and effectiveness. The FDA's review moves the Moderna vaccine closer to regulatory authorization and comes as U.S. hospitals increased vaccinations with the shot developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, which the FDA cleared for emergency use last week.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden.
It was a bureaucratic process yesterday, a constitutional formality that yielded the expected results, of which there truly was no legitimate doubt. Joe Biden is now the president-elect of the United States of America. With more, Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
The Electoral College has formally chosen Joe Biden as the nation's next president, confirming his November win amid President Trump's refusal to concede. From Harrisburg,
20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden,
to Lansing,
16 votes for Joseph R. Biden,
to Sacramento,
Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55. Nose zero.
Biden scored 306 electoral votes, the same as Trump 4 years ago, a landslide echoing Trump's words in 2016.
By his own standards, these numbers represented a clear victory then, and I respectfully suggest they do so now.
Still, the president did not concede, even as Republican allies like Missouri's Roy Blunt did.
Vice President Biden.